favorite person. Written and read by Calicolor. Chapter 2. By Your Hands. Dating Hua Cheng sometimes felt like a dream. He never expected something he'd only ever experienced in his mind to become reality overnight. It consisted of walking each other to class and meeting at the campus cafe for coffee. They enjoyed nights in watching movies on a small laptop screen, cuddled together on Xielian's tiny dorm bed. And at other times, it consisted of making out in vacant hallways or against a tree off to the side of a deserted gravel path. It was difficult for the two to keep their hands off each other for too long. Whether or not a stray student walked by and noticed them caught up in each other was only a minor inconvenience. Hua Cheng, of course, didn't care and paid no mind to anyone else. In fact, he enjoyed reminding people that Xielian was his boyfriend. Xielian, however, was a bit shy when it came to PDA, breaking away from their embrace upon the sound of someone awkwardly clearing their throat. It wasn't like anyone stuck around long enough to ogle at them, though. Their university was an open-minded one. To their knowledge, nobody had outwardly ridiculed their relationship. On the contrary, Xielian was surprised to learn that most of the student body was aware of and supported them, or at least those majoring in the arts. He wasn't sure just how much of campus knew about them, but he knew students liked to gossip about couples, and students definitely knew about Xielian and Hua Cheng. When they weren't caught up in kissing, they could be found giving each other fond glances as they walked hand in hand. They would tell each other about their days, laughing in response to words shared quietly between them. They were almost sickeningly cute. Hua Cheng turned out to be quite the romantic type. He'd often surprise Xielian by taking him out for lunch when he'd had a stressful day, or he'd randomly gift him a small bouquet of flowers, handing them over in the midst of a bustling hallway. "Because I saw them through a display window downtown and thought they might make you smile. Can I be blamed for wanting Gaga to be happy?" It was easy dating Hua Cheng. He was cheesy and a perpetual flirt, and it flustered Xielian on a daily basis. But Xielian would never be embarrassed of Hua Cheng. He was grateful to hold such sincere attention from the man who had him completely enamored. These feelings were all very new to him, one of which Xielian wasn't sure how to handle every time it coursed through his body. It would surface suddenly, taking hold of his thoughts and making him a bit breathless, a bit desperate with want, his eyes straining to focus properly, mind going a bit hazy. His fingers would curl around the hem of his shirt, fidgeting with the fabric, not knowing what to do with himself. Lust. He'd felt it back at Hua Cheng's party a month ago, during nights spent together in Hua Cheng's bedroom, in his bed, hands tangling in hair and lips melding together, sighs and moans shared between them as they pressed impossibly closer. He strangely felt it even now as he was peeking around the doorway into a studio. It was deserted aside from one person. On one side of the room, Hua Cheng stood in front of one of the wooden tables, working on a sculpture. The clay resembled something that looked to Xielian like a type of flower, maybe a lotus flower. There were several intricately shaped petals jutting out from the center. It was only half-finished, but Xielian already loved it. The only sound in the room came from a small speaker on the corner of the table, which played soft piano notes. Hua Cheng was intensely focused on carving out sections of clay, pressing and molding them with the pads of his fingertips. Xielian stared hard at his hands. He stared at the way his long, slender fingers skillfully worked. How they took slabs of brown clay and transformed them into solid, recognizable objects. He grabbed a slab of clay and threw it down onto the table. The loud slap made Xielian's ears ring, a shudder racking his body. He pressed his palms over the top before leaning his full weight onto it, flattening it. Xielian was entranced by the way his forearm muscles flexed as he kneaded the clay against the table's surface. His fingers dug into the clay, breaching the smooth surface before folding and flipping it. The action was repeated several times before Hua Cheng started breaking off individual pieces to contour them into petal shapes. Xielian was not thinking about the lotus flower sculpture. Instead, images flashed through his mind. Hua Cheng smoothing and pressing his hands across the expanse of Xielian's bare skin, fingertips skimming over his chest and tweaking his sensitive nipples, making his body jerk, the delicate hands traveling lower to grasp roughly at his hips, fingers squeezing and kneading, twisting his body to flip their positions. Hua Cheng looming over Xielian with a smirk. Xielian holding his gaze with half-lidded eyes, waiting for what he would do next. Xielian felt a bit dizzy, and he released a breath he hadn't realized he was holding. His hand grasped the doorframe so hard that his fingertips had turned white. He blinked away his blurry vision and shook his head in an attempt to clear his thoughts. He stepped into the room, slowly making his way toward the table. When he was a few steps away, Hua Cheng looked up and smiled. "Gaga," he said, "you're here. I was just finishing up for the day."
"Sanlong, it's so late. I didn't expect you to still be here."
Hua Cheng glanced down at his phone on the table. He tapped the screen and numbers popped up. It was past 7 in the evening.
"I didn't realize it was so late, but you know how I am. I get a little distracted by my work."
"I know," Xielian said, laughing fondly. "You weren't answering my texts, so I guessed this was where you were. I thought maybe you needed someone to pull you away from your work."
Hua Cheng grinned, a mischievous look forming on his face. He sauntered over and reached out as if to circle his arms around his waist. But Xielian yelped, jumping back.
"You're covered in clay, Sanlong. Go wash up first," he admonished.
There was a small sink in the corner of the studio. Usually, Hua Cheng would wash his hands before attempting to touch Xielian. But tonight, Hua Cheng seemed to be in a frisky mood. He clasped his messy hands behind his back before stepping into Xielian's space. The corners of his lips were still curled up.
"Fine, I'll go wash my hands. But first, won't you give me a kiss?"
Xielian blushed.
"Sanlong,
I've missed my gaga all day. My classes were so long and boring,"
Hua Cheng said, enunciating every other word.
"Please?"
Hua Cheng bent slightly at the waist, leaning forward and turning his head to present his cheek. Xielian sighed, knowing there was only one way forward if he wanted to drag Hua Cheng out of the studio. He stepped closer to eliminate the distance, drawing close to Hua Cheng, who was waiting patiently. As soon as Xielian leaned in to press his lips against his cheek, Hua Cheng's head quickly turned to connect their lips. Xielian gasped, and before he could pull away, Hua Cheng had slotted their lips together.
"Son,"
Xielian started to say, but he couldn't finish since Hua Cheng was pulling his bottom lip between his teeth before releasing it slowly. And Xielian couldn't bring himself to pull away, even though he could. Their lips were separated a mere inch apart. He could feel warm puffs of breath against his chin, and it sent a shiver down his spine. Before he knew it, he was pressing in again, bringing his hands up to cup each side of Hua Cheng's face. Parting his lips, he slipped them between Hua Cheng's again, angling his face a bit to one side. He swallowed the gasp that left Hua Cheng's throat. They probably looked a bit silly the way they were now.
Xielian cupping his face while Huacheng's hands remained behind his own back, covered in the remnants of clay. But he didn't care. All he wanted to focus on was the sensation of soft lips melding between his own, on the sound of satisfied sighs mixing with the soft piano music emitting from the speaker. After several minutes of kissing, Huacheng pulled away with a grin.
"You must be very happy to see me," he said.
"I am always happy to see Sanlong," Xielian said, ducking his head.
"I really should clean up now, but I promise we can continue this after, preferably at my house, after I've given Gaga something to eat."
A warm feeling rose in Xielian. He wasn't sure if it was from the implication of continuing things at Huacheng's house, or from him offering to feed him. Maybe it was a little bit of both. It made him happy whenever Huacheng expressed the desire to take care of him. He wondered how he'd gotten so lucky. It had been innocent at first, secretly watching Huacheng from the doorway of the sculpting studio. Xielian often visited the art building despite not being an art major. Huacheng would probably work there for 3 days straight if it weren't for him showing up to insist on taking him home. It didn't take much convincing, as Huacheng was always happy to see him, putting an end to his work as soon as he arrived. At some point, Xielian had stopped immediately walking into the studio upon reaching the door. He found himself curious to observe Huacheng deepen his work, his focus solely on shaping clay. It was fascinating to watch as he took plain, solid blocks and brought his visions to life, creating art with a few presses of his fingertips paired with the carving of special tools. It truly was innocent curiosity, at first. Before he knew it, he began fixating on Huacheng's intense focus, his gaze boring into the clay in front of him. He watched the way his hands squeezed and folded the clay, fingers digging in roughly. Filthy thoughts soon flooded his mind. He wished it was him at the mercy of those deft, slender fingers. He wanted Huacheng to take him apart and mold him the way he desired. He wanted to become pliant under his meticulous touch. He wanted those hands squeezing and kneading every inch of his body. Of course, it wasn't as if Huacheng didn't provide all of that for him already, when they were alone and behind closed doors. But Xielian wanted more. He craved more. The idea of being completely under Huacheng's control caused his head to swim. He wasn't used to the feeling of lust, but Huacheng had always been a person who managed to surprise him. Despite the desires swirling around in his mind, Xielian chose to keep them inside. He didn't have the confidence to bring it up, not even to his roommate, Xi Qingxuan, the least likely person to judge him for having fantasies. So he continued to act as if he'd just arrived whenever he strode into the sculpting studio every 2 or 3 evenings per week. Huacheng never seemed to notice him hiding behind the doorway, much too focused on his work to even look up. It was another evening just like the ones before. Xielian had entered the art building and turned the corner, following the familiar route. Half of the lights were on, bathing the hallway in dim light. There was nobody else around, aside from the occasional sole student in a classroom that Xielian glanced into as he walked by. As he slowed to a stop behind the doorway to the sculpting studio, he noticed that, of course, Huacheng was all alone. He seemed completely immersed in his work as usual. He never seemed to catch him on a break. Did Huacheng ever take breaks? He should tell him to take breaks, rest for a bit throughout his sessions. He filed the thought away for a later time and peeked around the doorway. His eyes landed on the tensing muscles of Huacheng's arms. He was wearing a black sleeveless shirt that exposed his shoulders, the collar dipping low enough that part of his chest was visible. It didn't help to quell the warmth spreading across Shalian's face. He watched him sculpt for several minutes, taking in as much eye candy as he could. He memorized the strong hands and kneading fingers, subconsciously drawing in a breath and holding it for longer than he'd intended. Shalian curled a hand around the doorframe and drifted into the room.
Sanlong?
Huacheng looked up with a smile.
Gaga, you're a bit late tonight, aren't you?
Shalian paused, tilting his head.
Am I?
It was true that Shalian had texted him that he was on his way over tonight, but he was pretty sure he'd left his dorm with enough time to walk over. He wasn't that late, was he?
Only by 10 or so minutes, Huacheng said. It's no big deal. I just found it interesting because you're usually so prompt.
There was an expression on his face that Xialian couldn't quite read. He was smiling, but there was a strange glint in his eye, as if he were amused or maybe pondering something.
I guess I just got caught up in something on my way here. Sorry if I worried you. No need to apologize. You're here now. But I am curious as to what had you so distracted.
Shalian's fingers curled around the hem of his shirt, nails digging into the skin underneath. He forced a soft smile that he hoped looked genuine.
Nothing really, Sanlong. I just took a longer route. Is it really nothing? Gaga, I can't help but think you're keeping something from me.
After speaking, he turned on his heel. He kept his eye on Shalian for as long as possible, body turning while he continued looking back at him. When he was finally turned around completely and walking over to the sink in the corner, Shalian felt himself exhale. He relaxed his tense shoulders, but continued fidgeting with the hem of his shirt. Why did it seem as if Huacheng knew something he didn't? While Huacheng washed his hands and sculpting tools, Shalian approached the work table. He carefully leaned down to get a closer look at the sculpture. It was much closer to being done, a near flawless replica of a lotus flower. He admired the fine details, tracing his gaze over the bumps and creases applied to each petal. It was beautiful. Everything Huacheng made was nothing short of stunning.
Do you like it?
Huacheng was making his way back to the table, hands and tools now clean. He set his tools down and placed a hand on the edge of the table, leaning his weight into it. And Shalian couldn't stop himself from staring at it, fixating on the slim digits curling and uncurling, wondering what it would feel like to have them pressing into his waist the way he'd press them into...
Gaga.
Shalian tore his eyes away from his hand to travel up his arm, meeting his eye.
Yes, I think it's so pretty. I like it very much.
Huacheng continued looking at him, quirking an eyebrow. The same analyzing look from earlier took over his face.
Is there really nothing you want to tell me?
I am not sure what you mean, Shalian said. He huffed out a laugh, rubbing a hand on the back of his neck. Huacheng didn't seem convinced.
Gaga.
Shalian started walking toward the door.
Come on, Sanlong. We should go to your house. It's Friday. We can cook and watch a movie or something. How does that sound?
He'd barely made it 3 steps before he felt a hand gently wrapping around his wrist, tugging him to a stop. A chest pressed against his back, a chin coming to rest on top of his head.
That sounds perfect, Huacheng said. But first, I'm wondering why you seem so nervous.
I don't know what you mean, Xielian said. I'm not nervous.
I'm not sure I believe you. I know you very well, and we've been dating for 2 months. Please give me some credit.
His arms snaked around his middle, tightening around him to pull his back flush against his front. Xielian blushed, breaths coming out a bit uneven. He wasn't quite sure what Huacheng was getting at. Even if he wanted to, Xielian didn't know what Huacheng wanted him to admit.
Sanlong, I really don't know what you're asking me, he said honestly. Really, Gaga? Huacheng said, moving to speak low into his ear. It was basically a purr. All right, I'll clarify. I noticed you doing it again.
Doing what? What is it that I did?
You were watching me from outside the door. I've noticed you doing that often.
Xielian paled, but he was sure it didn't last long before his face was flushing a bright pink. He found himself grasping at the arms around his waist, desperate for something to hold, something to rub his fingers against.
You saw me? Xielian spluttered. I didn't mean to. I mean, I wasn't. I'm so embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed? Huacheng asked. Then he chuckled, and Xielian could feel him smiling against his ear. Was Gaga having dirty thoughts about me?
And Xielian couldn't stop the answer from coming out. He spoke in a small voice.
Maybe.
He felt the body stiffen behind his own. Huacheng let out a small sigh, warm breath ghosting against his ear. It made him shiver, his hands tightening around the arms circling his waist.
Gaga, fuck. Were you really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Xielian had never considered such a thing. The idea that Huacheng would enjoy hearing about his lewd thoughts stumped him a bit. He didn't know how to answer.
I see. You don't even know you're doing it, do you? Huacheng said, humming contentedly. Completely unaware of how you're looking at me. You never even thought I might want to know what you were thinking about.
I couldn't help it. Sanlong is really good with his hands. When I see you sculpting, my thoughts just go off a bit.
My hands? What were you thinking about my hands?
Huacheng's fingertips dipped under the hem of his shirt, pressing into the now exposed sliver of skin. Xielian gasped. It felt like his skin was burning at the contact.
You're so talented, molding the clay into whatever shape you want. It's very enjoyable to watch. Your hands just look so...
He trailed off, overcome by shyness. Despite having engaged in sexual activity with Huacheng many times, he still hesitated when it came to voicing his desires. It made him feel vulnerable.
You can tell me, Huacheng whispered. His voice was genuine and full of adoration. There's no need to be shy. It's just the two of us here. Won't you tell me how my hands look? What they make you want?
And Xielian couldn't help feeling emboldened by his comforting words. His gentle prompting and patience always helped him to come out of his shell. He had that effect on him. After a pause, he spoke up.
Your hands look so good, so skilled. Sometimes I imagine what they'd feel like on me.
I put my hands on you all the time, Huacheng said. His fingertips danced across his skin as if to demonstrate. Is it not enough? Should I touch you more often?
That's not quite what I meant. I want you to put your hands all over me, everywhere. I want you to touch me the way you'd touch the clay. Do you understand, Sanlong?
You want me to mold you?
His hands drifted to grasp each side of his waist, squeezing hard. Xielian gasped at the sudden roughness, letting his body fall back into his embrace. The fingers continued to knead mercilessly into his skin. Hua Cheng pressed a kiss underneath his earlobe before speaking into his ear again.
You want me to take you apart and put you back together again? Make you into my version of art? Is that it? All Gaga had to do was ask if he wants something.
Xielian was panting. He was starting to lose himself in the feeling of Hua Cheng's strong fingers pressing and pinching his waist, one hand traveling up his shirt to splay across his chest. He dragged his nails down achingly slow, drawing a low moan out of Xielian.
Please, Xielian breathed.
Please what? Use your words, love.
He shuddered. Please, take me apart and mold me how you want. Need you to touch me. Feel me everywhere. Can I have that? Can you give me that?
Hua Cheng cursed, nails digging roughly into his skin. It caused Xielian to whimper from the pain, but he didn't dislike the sensation. It was what he wanted, after all, for Hua Cheng to treat him a bit rougher.
You can have whatever you ask for. I'll give it to you. But first,
Hua Cheng said, separating their bodies just long enough to grab his backpack off a chair. He returned to Xielian's side to lace their fingers together, pulling him in the direction of the door.
Let's take this back to my place. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
A door slammed shut. A hand reached out hastily to turn the lock before tangling itself in long hair. Two bodies were pressed tightly together in an embrace, colliding against the closed door.
Sanlong.
Xielian couldn't finish rolling the name off his tongue before a mouth rendered him mute. There was a hand traveling across his shoulder, down his chest, over his stomach, eventually settling on his hip. It grasped roughly, forcing a whimper out of him.
What do you want? Hua Cheng asked.
I want your hands,
Xielian breathed out between kisses.
On me, all over me. Please, Sanlong.
Hua Cheng didn't answer verbally. Instead, he brought both hands to Xielian's hips and squeezed. They dipped underneath his shirt to the small of his back, fingertips digging into the sensitive area. Xielian gasped and involuntarily arched forward, crotch pressing into him. Hua Cheng let out a groan.
So eager already, and I've hardly even touched you yet.
Can't help it. I've looked at your hands for so long, been wanting this so much.
I know,
Hua Cheng said, nipping at his bottom lip.
I noticed you watching me. It's been going on for weeks.
Weeks? Hua Cheng had known about this for weeks?
Sanlong, why didn't you say anything until now?
Because I thought it was cute. At some point, I realized that Gaga was watching me sculpt. Who was I to interrupt him? But who would have guessed that he was harboring such sensual fantasies? If I had known earlier.
Hua Cheng slowly dragged his nails up his spine. The other hand rubbed circles into his lower back,
fingers fluttering over the waistband of his pants.
Sanlong,
Xielian said when he felt a finger barely slip past the waistband. It was a light touch, teasing. Almost as soon as he felt the finger, it was withdrawn. He whined about a protest when Hua Cheng lifted him by his thighs. Xielian immediately wrapped his legs around his waist, arms snaking around his neck. He let himself be carried over to the bed and placed down gently, a bit too gently for his liking. But Hua Cheng instantly made up for it by climbing on top of him and attaching his lips to his neck. He rolled his head to the side to allow him better access. Hua Cheng gratefully took it, pressing feather-like kisses all over before parting his lips to suck marks into the pale skin. It wasn't long before Xielian was panting and grabbing anywhere he could reach. Tangling his fingers in Hua Cheng's sleek black hair, he let his other hand smooth down over his chest, to his side, reaching down to squeeze his thigh and try tugging him closer. Hua Cheng's hips dipped lower, grinding down against Xielian's. It forced a mangled gasp from his throat. His hips jerked up in an automatic response.
Gaga, Hua Cheng said. They started a rhythm of rocking into each other. Shirt off.
You too, he responded.
He propped himself up on his elbows, allowing his shirt to be tugged off. Hua Cheng followed up by removing his own, throwing them both over his shoulder. He dipped back down to press more open-mouthed kisses to his chest.
Who's the eager one now?
Xielian said.
I won't deny it,
Hua Cheng said, sucking a bruise onto his collarbone. The spot bloomed a dark shade of purple.
I'm always eager for you. Want to make you feel good.
Then touch me. Fuck, please.
Hua Cheng's lips latched onto his nipple as he started massaging along Xielian's arms, his shoulders, across his chest, moving them lower to clutch each side of his waist, squeezing hard. They didn't stop there, nails dragging over the smooth skin of his stomach. Xielian shivered. It tickled a bit. Hua Cheng sucked his nipple and dipped his fingers past the waistband of his pants. Xielian's mouth dropped wider and wider at the blend of sensations. When his hand wrapped around his cock, he moaned loudly in response.
Sanlong, ugh.
Hua Cheng pulled off his nipple with a wet popping sound. His one eye watched him intently.
This is what you wanted, right? My hands on you? All over you?
His hand was stroking him, and Xielian rolled his hips up to meet him. His head was swimming, but one wild thought stuck out.
Oh, God, yes, this is what I want. Want your hands on me like this. Inside. Sanlong, I want your fingers inside me.
Hua Cheng let out a strangled sound, the motion of his hand faltering noticeably.
Gaga, are you sure? Is that really something you want?
Up until now, they had never engaged in any activities involving penetration. It wasn't like Xielian wasn't interested, but Hua Cheng was insistent on Xielian's comfort. He didn't want him to do anything unless he was completely sure first.
Yes, I do.
Xielian said. Hua Cheng continued looking at him, likely searching his face for any signs of hesitation.
Gaga,
Hua Cheng said.
You don't have to do anything you aren't comfortable with.
Xielian could probably keep trying to convince him that he was certain, but he was desperately horny. His hazy mind only supplied an idea for a more blunt approach. A solution to get his point across faster. He snaked his fingers around Hua Cheng's hand that gripped his waist. He brought his hand to hover in front of his mouth. A confused expression crossed Hua Cheng's features, his eyebrows furrowing. Keeping eye contact to gauge his reaction, Xianlian parted his lips and hesitantly wrapped them around the tip of Hua Cheng's index finger. He sucked it lightly, and Hua Cheng's eye went wide. He inhaled sharply at the sight of Xianlian sucking his finger deeper into his mouth. And, oh, this was an interesting response. It was definitely a good one, if Hua Cheng's heavy breathing was anything to go by. He was obviously affected. As innocent an action it seemed, Hua Cheng had witnessed Xianlian's mouth on another part of his body doing something similar.
"Please," Xianlian hummed around the digit. "Want your fingers."
"Gaga,"
Hua Cheng choked out.
"Fuck. I won't be able to hold back, you know."
Xianlian pulled off his finger to respond.
"Then don't. Want you to fuck me with your fingers. Want to come that way. Gaga."
Xianlian closed his mouth over his finger again. After a moment, Hua Cheng tapped his middle finger against his bottom lip. Xianlian happily opened his mouth to allow the second finger to join the first one. He pressed his tongue against them, dragging it side to side. Hua Cheng's eye was glazed over. He pressed his fingers down, trapping his tongue in place. Xianlian whimpered. His hips rolled up, but Hua Cheng's body sunk down, immediately stilling them under his weight. The fingers in his mouth pressed down a bit harder.
"Be good," Hua Cheng said, voice low. "And I might let you come."
Xianlian moaned around his fingers. He loved when Hua Cheng acted more dominant with him. They were prone to switching, but sometimes he just wanted to lie there and let Hua Cheng take. It was exhilarating. Hua Cheng gazed down at him, eyebrows knitted in concentration. He was languidly prodding his fingers between Xianlian's lips, dragging them all the way out before letting them slowly slide back in. He seemed fascinated by the way his fingers disappeared into the wet warmth of Xianlian's mouth. Entranced by the way Xianlian moaned with each drag against his tongue. The fingers separated slightly, stretching his lips a bit wider. He scissored them a few times. Xianlian was panting, his body desperately seeking friction, but Hua Cheng only shifted his body to pin him down more securely, continuing his unhurried exploration of his mouth.
"Are you in a rush, Gaga?" Hua Cheng murmured. "Why don't we take this nice and slow?"
Xianlian wanted to cry from the arousal coursing through him. The constant press of Hua Cheng's hips kept him continually aware of how hard they both were. He tried to suppress the way his hips threatened to roll forward. If he was good and did what he was told, Hua Cheng might give him what he wanted sooner. Letting his body go pliant, he sucked around the fingers. A smirk made its way onto Hua Cheng's face.
"That's right, just like that," Hua Cheng said. "So good for me."
Xianlian hummed around his fingers, sucking a bit harder. He closed his eyes, concentrating on the feeling of the slender fingers gliding smoothly over his tongue. The way they separated to stretch out the corners of his lips before closing again and dipping toward the back of his tongue, just short of causing him to gag.
"Look at me."
Xianlian's eyes fluttered open at the command, locking onto Hua Cheng. He blinked a few times, realizing there were tears prickling at the corners of his eyes. Hua Cheng lifted his free hand, gently swiping them away with a finger. He let his hand linger on his face, gently caressing his cheek.
"Good boy,"
The praise sent a jolt throughout Xielian's body, a moan escaping his throat. A word sounding like a muffled version of, "Please," followed soon after. Huacheng quirked an eyebrow before slowly trailing his hand from Xielian's cheek down to trace along his jaw. It continued down his neck, his chest, his waist, dipping just beneath the waistband of his pants.
"Son."
A stifled noise escaped Xielian. The hand traveled slightly lower, fingertips digging into the curve of his ass. They kneaded the skin for a minute, forcing short breaths from Xielian's throat.
"Since you've been so good, I suppose I should reward you, hmm?"
He withdrew his hand from his pants and pulled his fingers out of his mouth. Xielian stared up at him, perplexed and panting.
"Don't worry," Huacheng said. "I'm only going to get something we need."
He lifted himself off Xielian and crawled to the other side of the bed. He opened the top drawer of his nightstand, rifling around inside it. He withdrew a familiar small clear bottle. They had used lube during their sessions before, but the thought of how they were about to use it this time, it made anticipation coil inside him. Huacheng returned, positioning himself between Xielian's parted thighs. He looked down at him, gaze raking over his body and lingering on his hips.
"Pants off," he said.
Xielian lifted his hips obediently, allowing Huacheng to unbutton and slide them off along with his underwear. It left him bare, his cock lying hard and heavy against his stomach. Huacheng studied him for a moment, and Xielian shuddered under the scrutiny. Huacheng noticed the movement, eye flickering to his face.
"Do you still want this?" Huacheng asked. "You can stop this at any point if you're uncomfortable."
Xielian nodded, feeling more sure than ever.
"Yes, I want this so much."
He reached his arms out toward Huacheng, blushing slightly.
"Please, kiss me."
Without wasting any time, Huacheng leaned forward to press a gentle kiss to his lips. Xielian sighed in satisfaction. He brought a hand to the back of Huacheng's head and pulled him closer, slotting their lips together. It didn't take much kissing for Xielian to start moaning into his mouth. He hooked his fingers in Huacheng's belt loops, pulling his body down. The contact between their cocks, one clothed and the other bare, made them both groan.
"Your fingers," Xielian said. "I want them now. Can I have them?" "Fuck, Gaga. Of course."
Their faces now separated, Xielian didn't expect two fingers to nudge against his lips. He immediately understood when he looked up at Huacheng, who was watching him expectantly. He let his mouth loll, and Huacheng guided his fingers inside again. He instantly started sucking on them, causing Huacheng to utter a praise of, "Perfect." He drifted his free hand down Xielian's body. He took his time, pausing to squeeze and knead various spots. His waist, the curve of his hip, down even further to grasp at his thigh. Xielian wanted to plead for him to put his fingers elsewhere, but his tongue was pressed down firmly by the fingers in his mouth. He settled for whining around them.
"So impatient, so needy," Huacheng mused. He looked down at him, pupil dilated. "Forgive me, you look so pretty like this, silenced by a mere two fingers. Underneath me, letting me do as I please. So submissive tonight, aren't you?"
Xielian felt his face grow hot from his words. All he could manage in response was to purse his lips tighter, moaning as he sucked around his fingers. Hua Cheng's lips twitched.
There we go. Exactly. Just like that.
Fingertips dragged up along the back of his thigh to settle on his ass, squeezing. It caused him to gasp. Hua Cheng's hand kneaded his cheek, gathering it in his palm and releasing it, repeating the action several times. The hand paused and moved away. Xielian felt something being placed in the palm of his hand, realizing it was the small bottle of lube.
Go ahead,
Hua Cheng said, offering his free hand. Xielian understood. He popped the cap off and poured some of the cool liquid into his palm. He wrapped his hand around Hua Cheng's index and middle fingers, spreading the substance evenly along them.
Good, he praised.
Xielian crooked his legs up, situating his feet on either side of Hua Cheng. Hua Cheng slid his hand down the back of his thigh, slipping his fingers slowly between the crease of his cheeks. Xielian's body tensed under his gentle touch, the coolness of his lubed fingers making him shiver. One of the fingers brushed over his entrance. His hips lifted slightly at the contact. After brushing teasingly for a minute or so, Hua Cheng applied a bit more pressure with his finger. He seemed caught up in the way Xielian's body responded to every press, how his lips parted, breaths turning shallow, how he pressed his hips down in an attempt to meet his finger faster. Hua Cheng pulled his hand back, choosing to trace along the inside of his cheek instead. Xielian's eyes widened, looking up at Hua Cheng a bit desperately.
Son,
Xielian mumbled.
What? Please.
Hua Cheng must have understood what he was trying to say around his pressing fingers, but it didn't wipe away his cheeky grin. He leaned down to whisper directly into his ear.
Patience is a virtue, and if you want to come from my fingers, you'll let me control the pace. I don't want to hurt you after all.
He drew his finger closer to his entrance again.
Relax. You're so tense, Gaga. Can you do that for me?
Xielian released a shaky breath as he nodded. His eyes fluttered closed as he let his body sink further into the mattress. His breathing evened out, gradually becoming steadier. He opened his eyes when he felt a gentle kiss against his neck.
Take a deep breath,
Hua Cheng said. Xielian started to inhale, but it caught in his throat when he felt a finger pushing slowly into him. He was gasping, clutching at Hua Cheng's broad shoulders. He felt a knuckle pressing against him, the finger now completely inside. They remained that way for a moment before Hua Cheng started sliding his finger in and out. He curled it at different angles, and Xielian thought he could definitely come from this. He just needed a bit more.
So good,
Hua Cheng said, nipping his neck.
You're taking me so well. Are you ready for another?
He was nodding before Hua Cheng had even finished his question. He felt him shake, deep laughter vibrating against his neck.
Of course you are. I know. I can feel you wanting more of me.
Xielian felt another finger pressing in to join the first one. It was a tight fit, and it burned a bit, but the stretch felt good. He had done this kind of thing by himself before, but Hua Cheng's fingers were longer and more dexterous. He inwardly thanked the gods for having landed an artist as a boyfriend. Hua Cheng slowly moved his fingers in and out, pulling them back to the third knuckles before pushing back in. He repeated the action at an achingly slow pace. They scissored, stretching him wider. Xialian's breathing had turned harsh. The fingers were curling, and suddenly there was a jolt of pleasure when they prodded something deep inside him. Xialian let out a strangled cry at the sensation, back arching off the bed. Hua Cheng's face hovered inches from his own. His eye was blown wide.
There.
The fingers in his mouth eased up slightly, and Xialian rasped out a response.
Yes, there. Sanlong, there.
Hua Cheng didn't waste any time before pressing his fingers against the sensitive spot again. He started up a rhythm, continuous waves of pleasure washing over Xialian. It was so much all at once. It was a spot he had never been able to reach on his own. The full body pleasure was overwhelming, and his vision went blurry as they filled with tears. Hua Cheng was watching him as he massaged the spot inside him. He was cursing over and over under his breath, panting just as hard as Xialian.
Fuck, fuck, Gaga, is it that good?
Hua Cheng said.
Oh my god, yes, it's so good.
Xialian stuttered out. He started sucking fervently on the fingers in his mouth, moaning around them. Hua Cheng's bangs fell over his face. His eye was dark with what Xialian assumed to be the lust that he often felt for him. The fingers were suddenly no longer in his mouth. He didn't have a chance to question it, blearily watching as Hua Cheng traveled further down his body. With one hand still fingering him, he brought the other to wrap around his neglected cock. Hua Cheng truly was the definition of overwhelming.
Sanlong,
Xialian cried out.
Are you close?
Hua Cheng said.
How badly do you want to come?
Please, I want to come so bad. I love you fucking me like this.
Hua Cheng had begun stroking his cock in time with the movement of his fingers inside him.
Sanlong, Sanlong, Sanlong.
He couldn't stop the chorus of Sanlong leaving his lips. The combination of Hua Cheng's hand on his cock and fingers inside him was so much, and it didn't take more than 5 strokes before he was coming. He vaguely heard Hua Cheng sighing, gently praising him as his orgasm racked his body. When the fog in his brain dispersed, he felt his stomach being wiped with a tissue. He opened his eyes and saw Hua Cheng standing next to the bed. When he noticed Xialian's eyes on him, he smiled before leaning over to toss the tissue into a trash can.
How are you feeling?
Hua Cheng asked.
Good. Really good.
Xialian said. He glanced down at Hua Cheng's crotch before looking back at his face.
You're always getting me off before yourself. One of these days, I'll make you come first. Gaga.
He let out a short laugh.
You know I can't help myself when it comes to your pleasure. Still, you can't expect me to let you do all the work every time. I would take no issue with that, if that was what Gaga wished.
Xialian huffed out a breath, rolling his eyes in an endeared sort of way. Hua Cheng was always eager to please. It stirred some part of him, the part of him that wanted to let him take.
Well, if you're still interested in doing all the work.
Keeping their eyes locked, Xialian shuffled further up the bed, lying his head back on the pillows.
Then come here.
Hua Cheng's eye flickered with something, lips parting slightly as he crawled back onto the bed. He didn't close the distance immediately, though. Instead, he sat back on his heels, hesitating.
What are you wanting?
Hua Cheng said.
Why don't you use my mouth?
His eyebrow twitched.
Gaga, what exactly do you mean?
Sanlong,
Xianlian said, covering his reddening cheeks. He suddenly felt flustered at what he was suggesting.
Don't make me say it.
You need to be clear about these things.
Hua Cheng's voice was a purr, clearly enjoying the way he'd turned shy.
I might assume incorrectly. Won't Gaga please tell me?
Xielian peeked through his fingers before murmuring a reply.
You could fuck my mouth.
He took note of the way Hua Cheng swallowed hard. His fingers dug into the sheets, twisting the fabric. The reaction gave Xielian a boost of confidence. He let his hands fall away from his face, eyes flitting down to Hua Cheng's pants. He bit his bottom lip.
Take them off, he said. I want your cock in my mouth.
Gaga,
Hua Cheng said, letting out a groan.
Fuck, I might come just from you saying that.
Xielian laughed. He motioned with his hand.
Go on. Off, please.
Hua Cheng wasted no time removing his pants and dropping them onto the floor. As he sat back on his heels again, now bare and obviously hard, Xielian reached out to him.
Come here, he said. On top of me. That's right. Just like that.
Hua Cheng had straddled him, his knees situated on either side of his waist.
Closer.
Hua Cheng shifted, his cock now hovering in front of Xielian's face. Xielian looked up at him, parting his lips slightly.
Go on.
After a moment where Hua Cheng held still, he slowly leaned forward. The tip of his cock brushed Xielian's lips. Xielian flicked his tongue out and licked. Hua Cheng inhaled sharply as the tip slipped past his lips.
Fuck, Gaga,
Hua Cheng said. He sunk a few inches deeper, and Xielian sucked around him, humming contentedly. Xielian looked up at him, and it seemed to make something in him snap. Hua Cheng's hands flew to grasp at the headboard. He pulled himself completely out of Xielian's mouth before immediately pushing back in, letting out a shaky breath. It was an entrancing sight to hold. Xielian watched the way his eyebrows furrowed in concentration, muscles along his arms tensing, his torso curving with each thrust. He was letting him do all the work, but who said it was only for Hua Cheng's benefit? Xielian thought he was the lucky one, having yet another opportunity to put his mouth to use, to be able to witness Hua Cheng falling apart above him, to be the direct cause of it. It was thrilling. Xielian reveled in the feeling of his mouth being filled, surrounded by the scent of Hua Cheng. Deep moans escaped the other man. Xielian let his eyelids flutter shut, losing himself in the noises. He wasn't sure when his hand ended up around his own cock, stroking and squeezing, seeking his second climax. It was a mixture of sensations, the slide over his tongue, the bed bumping the wall, Hua Cheng's gravelly voice offering praises, Xielian's own hand stroking himself just right. That brought him over the edge. His hips rolled up, fucking desperately into his hand. He moaned around Hua Cheng, who watched him with a wild look in his eye. The speed of his thrusts had increased at the sight of Xielian's pleasure, and it wasn't long before his hips were stuttering, a low sigh of Gaga leaving his lips.
Once they were pressed chest to back, having cleaned up with more tissues, Xianlian sighed and let his body sink back into Huacheng's chest.
Sanlong really is good with his hands, Xianlian said.
Oh?
Huacheng said, tightening his hold around his waist.
Is that your final assessment of me?
Xianlian nodded resolutely.
Yes, it seems your skills are not limited to only clay.
Is that what this was? Did Gaga merely want to test out a theory?
He skimmed his nose along Xianlian's neck before nipping at his earlobe. Xianlian shivered.
Did he discover how well this Sanlong could fuck him with his fingers?
Sanlong?
The tips of Xianlian's ears turned bright red. His hands flailed to cover his face in his embarrassment. Now that they were both sated from their activities, the shyness was kicking in again.
Come now, Gaga. You aren't getting shy after all of that now, are you?
Stop it, Sanlong. I'll leave this bed right now. I'll leave this house and go back to my dorm.
We both know you won't,
Huacheng hummed, pulling Xianlian closer and throwing a leg over his hip. He buried his face in the back of his neck and inhaled deeply. And Huacheng ended up being right. Xianlian made no attempt to leave the bed, or Huacheng's strong arms for that matter. The end.